I'm so excited you guys are talking about the weather.
Are you?
Yeah, because I've been having this huge issue the last couple weeks.
Okay.
The weatherman is the, or girl, is the only person that I know that can still get paid whether they're wrong or whether they're right. It really doesn't matter.
Nice use of the word weather in there.
I didn't like that.
You did, yeah, did you write this thing before you called us or what? Man.
No, I'm serious. It's so frustrating. Like, what's the difference between, if it's 40% cloudy, then wouldn't it be 60% sunny? Who gets to decide?
Whether it's partly or mostly and all that crap. And
exactly.
No, yeah, that's one thing I really hate about my job is having to deliver the weather. Because,
well, yeah,
because
you're like, oh, this is doomed from the start.
Yeah, I didn't come up with it, you know?
Well, I just don't understand it. And the people that called in about the global warming, like, I completely understand where they're coming from, but at the same time, like, there's no reason to be that mad about it on a Monday morning. And there's nothing we can do about it at this point.
Well, no, I mean, we can start thinking about it. It's a good point. Like, I mean, right now, you know, it's not like next year that it's going to be even more intense because of global warming.
Yeah.
But if you look years and years out, it might be smart to start doing some stuff now.
Well, I don't know. I personally, I know that the weather guys hate to be weather guys, but, you know, they're still getting paid whether it rains or not. So.
And laid, yep.
So that's what I got to say about that. I don't know.
Appreciate the call.
Talk to you later.
Stooks in the morning. Go ahead.
Dude, this sucks.
What's that exactly, specifically?
All of this horrible weather, all this flooding. I make the drive from Manhattan to Salina every day, and there's a lot of wheat fields along the way. You know, they're nice scenery, and now, I mean, you know, the Saline River's half a mile out into wheat fields. I feel bad for these farmers. I mean, they're screwed.
Yeah, there's a lot. It's just, it sucks because, you know, you look at Greensburg, an entire town, 1,500 people flattened, 8 people dead. And then the rest of the state is kind of messed up, too. So you can't feel, you know, you can't get too pissed about it, I guess. You know what I mean? It's like, look at what happened to them. At least your house is still intact and everything, so.
And 9th Street in Salina is shut down because all of that's flooded.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of roads shut down. Dewey came in and started reading me a list, and it's like, I can't keep track of all that. There's just way too much flooding going on. So, and we could get another half inch today, so it could get interesting.
I've never seen it this bad.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, man.
It's like 93.
Right, 93. That was the 100-year flood again, right? Mm-hmm. So,
good luck to everyone in Greensburg. Good luck to all the farmers around here who just lost their livelihood. People need to come together and help each other is the moral of the story here.
Good points, man. We appreciate the call.
Y'all have a good
one. Peace.